Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It's Glenn the Outlaw here, and it's September 3rd, Thursday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Emergency Management, along with the State of Florida Division of Emergency Management, Hardy County Department of Health, and various offices under the Board of County Commissioners are conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site. Testing begins today, September 2nd, all the way up until September 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. If you are using a GPS, your closest destination is the Hardy County Wildlife Refuge at 650 Animal Way. For more information, call 863-773-4161. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will play a home game against the Port Charlotte Pirates at 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. Come on out and support your Wildcats. We will have live coverage of this game and many more, and you can listen on 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, on our website, 102ontheoutlaw.com, or on the TuneIn and Simple Radio mobile apps for iOS and Android. Your Hardy County Jobs, Belkin Sebring is looking for a full-time selling captain. As a selling captain, you will drive sales, ensure a consistent customer experience, maintain presentation and safety standards, and resolve customer concerns. You will partner with management closely to ensure their team of associates cares for their customers in an environment where you thrive by winning together. Colonial Life in Sebring is looking for a sales manager. You can find their qualifications on their website. And Fellowship Home at the Fairway in Sebring is looking for a resident care assistant. The resident care aides and certified medication aides are responsible for providing quality service to residents and their families, including care management, medication management, quality assurance, and compliance with state HFR standards. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%, heat index 99, wind southeast at 4.6 miles an hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:31 a.m. Eastern Time. Heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. This afternoon, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%, heat index values up to 110. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%, heat index values up to 109, and Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sales of milk, cheese, and other dairy products typically increase during the autumn, but of course, this is not a typical year. The usual seasonal rise in fluid milk sales to schools will be muted as many schools maintain social distancing protocols during the pandemic. Marketers say some of that demand may shift to at-home consumption, but cheese sales may also be affected due to delays or cancellations of sporting events and other gatherings. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA's Farmer to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 75 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Trump announced an additional up to $1 billion will be added to the program while the economy continues to reopen. Perdue says each of these milestones is marked by pride and has required hours of hard work and dedication from USDA employees, farmers, ranchers, distributors, and the brave volunteers of countless nonprofits. Produce industry operations in Salinas, California have mostly returned to normal over a week after two wildfires threatened the region, prompting evacuations for some employees, dumping ash onto crops, and significantly worsening air quality. Mark Shaw, Vice President of Operations for Salinas-based Marcon Cooperative, notes air quality began getting better on August 21st and further cleaned up in the days following.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With NSERV, we're not top dressing in the spring. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With NSERV, the wheat's getting it rather than the wheat.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Many stories have been written these past 6 months about the impact this pandemic is having on our food supply. However, the pandemic has also affected growers of non-food items as well. Here's Alabama Farmers Federation Director of Agricultural Legislation, Preston Roberts.
You look at these nursery growers. In Alabama, we have a very vibrant nursery industry. You know, for example, we had a greenhouse grower who they grow poinsettias, and particularly poinsettias for Disney World. and Disney World was shut down, and they canceled every single poinsettia order that they had through this particular grower. So that's just kind of one example of something that you don't typically think of that had an impact that's not necessarily a part of the food sector of agriculture, but definitely impacts the entire industry across the board.
Alabama nursery growers are being allocated $1 million of the $26 million coronavirus relief fund for the Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program. Robert says this is one way to help get these producers back on their feet financially as the economy recovers.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Stocks lower on Wall Street at mid-morning, an especially tough day so far for the NASDAQ, down more than 2%. The tech-heavy index on track to snap a four-day winning streak, barring a turnaround later on. The U.S. trade deficit surged in July, hitting a 12-year high, $63.6 billion. The job market continues to claw its way back from the darkest days of the pandemic. The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to 881,000 last week. Activity in the services sector slowed last month from July's level, a sign that COVID-19 remains a stubborn roadblock to recovery. Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia recalling more than 591,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a brake fluid leak. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Mike Brissot got some payback against the New York Yankees, hitting two home runs as the Tampa Bay Rays topped their AL East rivals again with a 5-2 victory Wednesday. The night after Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman threw a 101-mile-per-hour fastball over his head, Brissot was asked if this was revenge.
No revenge. We put everything behind us. We came today to play ball and to win a series, and the last time we're facing these guys in the regular season, always want to go out on a high note.
Rays are 8-2 against the Yankees this season atop the East by 4.5 games over New York. Tyler Naquin hit a pair of homers. As central leader Cleveland blanked Kansas City 5-0. Minnesota pounded Chicago 8-1. The White Sox have dropped 3 of 5 after winning 10 of 11. Houston edged Texas 2-1 at Oakland at Seattle postponed. Interleague play, Adam Duvall hit 3 home runs in Atlanta's 7-5 win over Boston. The Mets down the Orioles 9-4. It was Toronto 2, Miami 1, Milwaukee 8-5 over Detroit, and San Diego 11, the LA Angels 4. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, a 5-run seventh gave Colorado a 9-6 win over San Francisco. Joey Votto's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth allowed Cincinnati to edge St. Louis 4-3. Will Smith's RBI single in the 10th gave the Dodgers a 3-2 win over the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia blanked Washington 3-0. It was the Cubs 8, the Pirates 2. The man called Tom Terrific has died at the age of 75. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Seaver passed away following complications from dementia and COVID-19. New York Mets play-by-play broadcaster Lindsey Nelson called Seaver's bid for a perfect game that was broken up in 1969.
One man out in the ninth, Seaver. With a pitch, swung on and lined to the left. It's going to be in there for a base hit. And there goes the perfect game and the no-hitter.
Seaver said this was one of his fondest memories.
But I actually felt like I was coming off the ground. And then the emotions coming from the fans, they were like no other place in the world.
Seaver won Rookie of the Year and captured the Cy Young 3 times. He helped pitch the amazing Mets to an improbable World Series title in 1969. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And with that, we conclude our time here with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: nobody realizes that some people expend tremendous energy merely to be normal. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.